This is Bet Your Bookie's Wife, the sports gambling podcast that, you know, we're just diving right into March head first. We're coming off the Oscars, which was, you know what, we're just going to blame that on yet another crime on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein. But we're here and we're back, and I'm joined by my co-host Rain Man, who's going to give us, who do you have winning the NCAA tournament? Let's just cut to the chase. Who do you have winning
the NCAA tournament? Cut to the chase. This is back to our bread and butter. None of this Oscars crap. Screw Jeffrey Epstein. Kill him again is what I say. I got Houston going all the way this year. Last year, they were a little bit unhealthy. I know that they had all their starters back for the tournament, but they were shaking some health issues at the end of the season. I think that this year they do it. This is the year they get right.
Cougar High. Loves them.
Cougar High.
Loves them coming back. Capper, who do you got?
Kelvin Sampson.
Who do you got winning the tournament?
Somehow I was not expecting this question off the top.
Really?
Really? What question were you expecting? How's your fucking day? Know. What do you want?
More bands.
How's your day going?
What do you?
Good day.
What are you drinking these days? It's literally March
tonight.
Madness. What the fuck did you expect? You were not prepared at all to say who's going to win the NCAA tournament?
I think the Colorado State-Virginia game just melted my brain, but I am taking Arizona, actually. I think we'll win it all.
Oh, that's so shit.
First time a team from west of the Mississippi going to do it all.
That's going to be so hard when
not
they
the first time, but the first time in over two decades.
And also it's going to be really hard.
It's more like the...
Obviously... UConn's winning the championship, you fucking fools. This bracket's going to be a disaster. I'm excited. We're already at each other's throats just with the first question.
It's early. Guys, if you can hear any crinkling and cracking in the background, it's because my wife is currently eating, not a sponsor, but basically a sponsor, Cheez-Its Extra Toasty in bed.
Oh.
So no shade.
Cheez-Its snack.
Cheez-Its Extra Toasty is the only thing I love more than losing money betting on sports.
Unreal bed snack.
Unreal.
It's just the best.
More than my friends.
The only thing we can agree on this podcast.
It's more than my friends and my family. Cheez-Its Extra Toasty, then losing on parlays. 1 and 2.
Listen, man. It's the real Coach JB here. Man, I hear you've been hanging out with the wrong fucking crowd like a slapdick you are, man. Everybody thought you were fucking smart and all that shit because you watch CNN and MSNBC and fucking Fox News and all that. Sounds like you're a fucking dreamer. You're getting dumber. Get your fucking ass figured out. Go watch the real show.
We will ban your bookie's wife.
Step your game up. Stop being a slapdick. Make today a great day.
This is Ban Your Bookie's Wife, the sports gambling podcast that I think is somehow getting worse at podcasting. Have we gotten worse over the years?
Yeah. Yes. No doubt.
Most assuredly, right?
I think it's...
We're getting dumber. Like it's the theme of the podcast.
Steep decline, I feel like, in the last, like, 3 months.
I would say 3 years. But but at the same time, you have to be at a peak to decline. So I don't know. It all varies. I'd say the peak was definitely the day when Rain Man bought all those Instagram followers and got our Instagram account all fucked up.
And 5,000
followers.
That was definitely the beginning of the end.
Yeah, that was the high point.
I'll never forgive Elon Musk. That was the final straw.
Yeah, the worst thing Elon Musk has ever done. Let's go.
Easily.
So we're gonna do the BYB.
You got East.
We're gonna do the BYBW bracket. How it works? How we do it every year is both you get we decide the pick. It's between the three of us, and it's a consensus. Usually not a consensus. And yeah, let's start in the East.
And we'll be entering this into some big money pools. So let's take it seriously this time, folks.
What do you mean this time?
I know that won't.
It's
mean
a winner. We got UConn and Stetson. We're gonna advance UConn.
Stetson.
I think they might beat them. This is one that'll be funny, I think. I think they're going to beat them by like 80 or something.
I've just moved UConn on.
This is the largest margin of victory game right here.
We got Florida.
And it's the over.
Who do you want to see play against them? We got a Final Four team, Florida Atlantic, and then we got Northwestern. So Boo Booey, I like Northwestern. So I'm going to throw out Northwestern as my pick.
This one's interesting because FAU is criminally overseeded here. They arguably shouldn't have even been in the tournament. They're in a two-bid league, did not do too well in that league, only a two-bid league because FAU was in the Final Four last year and returned to everyone. If that was not the case, they wouldn't even be considered for the bracket, let alone an eight seed. That being said, I like them to beat Northwestern. I think they got the talent. I think they can get it done. They have the experience. I think Northwestern, not proven in March. Give me FAU to advance.
Boo Booey.
Capper comes to you.
Boo Booey has March written all over him. A fifth-year senior for Northwestern. Dude puts up 20 points a game. I like him to have a March moment. Give me some Boo Booey. Okay, break our first tie, Capper.
Break the tie.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with this. I am not really sure why FAU's in the tournament, but like, Northwestern, no good. No more Julia Louis-Dreyfus either.
That's a good point. All right, we're advancing FAU there.
All right, we're sharpening FAU.
We got San Diego State versus UAB, our first 12-5. This one doesn't have a lot of buzz. Do you guys have any feel here? I'll let you guys go first.
San Diego State was also the 5 seed in the East last year. We all know what happened when they went to the finals. They have not been this good this year. They are pretty average for the tournament since mid-January. You know I love filtering data. You know I love doing it. They've been the 35th best team. That's pretty much par for the course. UAB, though, has been pretty terrible, and they've been slumping a little bit. So I will take San Diego State to advance. I'll go chalk again. UAB, 87th in the country since mid-January.
Have you considered that UAB's best player is named Yaxel Lendeborg?
I considered it.
You considered that?
From New Jersey.
You're picking against Yaxel? Yeah, that would have been a fun game. I would have loved to have polled you. What country do you think he's from? No,
Romania.
I don't know. Okay, Capper, who you got here?
I think I'm going to take UAB here.
Ooh.
I think why? They have a good amount of options, scoring options. I think 12-5 is, you know, there's two of them every year. This will be
the five went 4-0 last year.
Did you just suggest that the 12s are due?
So we're going to balance it out with a 4-0 12 this year.
I do expect 12-5 upsets, but I do not think this will be one of them because San Diego State is so methodical. I expect them to do okay in this spot, especially because UAB. The thing is, UAB is kind of hot, though. They won all their conference tournament games by double digits. They came as the 4 seed, but they're like,
you can get hot for a week.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is the 11-6 the new 12-5?
We'll see. Okay, let's advance San Diego State here.
We're advancing San Diego State. It's enough on UAB. Yale, better luck next year.
Yale-Auburn. Chalk.
Hell of an Ivy League championship game. What an ending. The first true March moment. That being said, they almost lost to Brown. Auburn's been a top 10 team in the country for the last 2 months. Auburn's obviously going to win this game. Yale's going to be completely outgunned.
Fair enough.
Princeton went to the Sweet 16 last year. The Ivy has had their run for the decade.
I'm taking Auburn as well. Were you on Yale here, Capper? It doesn't matter.
I'm not. No.
I
think this is an easy one.
BYU.
All right, we're chalk so far.
BYU versus Duquesne. I'm seeing a lot of outside noise about BYU being like a good tournament team, but I've watched them and they're not. They're a little bit soft, but I like them in the first round. I think I'm going to have them advancing.
I think BYU is obviously the better team. BYU does have a tendency to start slow. If that's the case, can the tournament pressure be too much for them? And will they just start bricking shots? That's Duquesne's path to a win. I don't think it happens. I don't think Duquesne's very good. They got lucky to win their tournament, and that's why they're in here. I'll have to go BYU too. I'm still going chalk. You don't just pick upsets to pick upsets. You pick the right upsets, and we're not there yet.
All right.
Yeah, Duquesne cannot be any good. 10:40 start local time for BYU. Does that matter here? No.
Nah, they're Mormons. They'll be rested.
They'll be well rested, and they're not playing on Sunday, so they feel really good about it.
Yep. We're advancing BYU.
Boy, are they not playing?
We just advance Illinois. Does anyone have anything to say for Morehead State?
I kind of like Morehead State in this guy. I'm gonna take Morehead State. This is one of my upset picks. I think Illinois, they play well, but they've had some games where they just shit the bed against inferior teams. And I'm also really low on the Big Ten this year, so this is an upset. I kind of am.
Okay, so Morehead State is ranked in Bart Torvik 119th since mid-January. I will ask you again, Joe, do you really want to take Morehead State? They are one of the worst teams in the tournament, only ahead of five.
Well, when you put it like that, fuck you. Yes, I do.
He wants to.
He wants him. What about? All right, I got Illinois. Capper, do the right thing.
I don't see it here from Morehead.
You don't? Okay, tell me one thing about Morehead State. Where are they? Tell me one thing about them.
We have actually, geographic location.
Tell me one thing about Illinois.
Can you name where Illinois is?
The only thing I know about Illinois, it's not a good thing.
Where is Illinois located?
Innocent until proven guilty type thing, but like bad vibes around that program.
Morehead State, the pride of Kentucky.
Illinois is in Champaign.
Their mascot is a beaker. Their mascot is a beaker.
Morehead is got to be in Ohio.
It's Kentucky. I just said that. I literally just said that. All right, Illinois.
We're advancing Illinois, okay.
All right, Capper, do you want to start us off on the next one, Drake, Washington State? Because you really haven't had anything meaningful to say, so we're going to give you the floor.
No. I've nothing here. This is a bad one for me.
I got Drake.
They're all bad.
I got Drake too. Drake, if we all remember, for the people who watched basketball last year, they came so close to beating Miami. Arguably should have beaten Miami. They were the better team in that game. They did end up losing. I think Washington State's been limping down the stretch. They were very good. A great story for the Pac-12 this year, but I don't think they have it. Give me Drake to win the game.
Drake and favorite as a 10 seed. Looks like
I love that. I'm picking.
Looks
a fave.
Like it's moving with them as well, money line and spread. So, I mean, yeah, you see a fave at the 10. People are going to line up Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, and hammer Washington State in a big Power Five. Probably won't happen. Here's our
Power Six in basketball.
Yeah,
power
six. Five for are Power they Six, even buddy. Technically Power Five. The Pac-12 just went off the air, so I don't even know.
But they're in it. Washington State's still in it.
Yeah.
All right, we're advancing.
Okay,
Drake.
We're advancing them. So we got Iowa State, South
Legacy
Dakota
play.
State, and South Dakota. I mean,
Jackrabbits. I do like the Jackrabbits.
They're always there.
They're always there, and they have a shooter's chance. And Iowa State's always shits the bed.
I saw a bracket today that was completed based off of which college basketball arena is closest to an Arby's, and the Jackrabbits were in the finals.
Ooh.
So
they do have the meets. Are you guys both advancing Iowa State?
Advancing Iowa State.
That seems like a good vibe to me.
What is it? Dom? Dom was the pride of South Dakota State a while ago. He's not there anymore.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the next round. Let's do a quadrant by quadrant.
Yeah. So UConn, FAU.
UConn, FAU. UConn. I haven't won the tournament.
You gotta go UConn. Auburn, San Diego State. I'll go Auburn just because they've been playing so well down the stretch.
I'll take Auburn as well. We got some chalk here.
I'll take San Diego State.
Yep. Doesn't matter. You've been outvoted. Illinois, BYU.
I'll take BYU here.
This as an upset spot.
This will be an upset.
I also hate BYU. I don't think BYU wins a game. So
I like it as an upset spot in this game. But man, you could also see BYU losing in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think BYU is even in this spot.
Have you considered how much they love God? Well, their God, right. Their version.
I'm
of
actually.
God.
Let's advance BYU. Let's have a little. I think this is a good spot for BYU.
We got Drake, Iowa State. I'm going to go on Drake here. I'll see if anyone comes with me.
No, I think Iowa State is a top four team in the country. Really? They are underseeded at the two. Iowa State advances.
All right.
The clones.
We got Connecticut, UConn, Auburn. Great, great game. I got UConn, of course, because I haven't won the tournament. What do you guys, either you have the upset?
Like,
this would be the spot.
Auburn has the fourth best defense in the country and the 10th best offense. Connecticut has the first best offense and the 12th best defense. Everyone's on UConn. They did not lose a game or not win a game by less than 11 points last year, but they're going to lose to Auburn in the Sweet 16. I'm taking Auburn.
I think it's too trendy. I don't know if the algorithm's gotten like really sharp, but I've seen Auburn's so trendy.
23% of brackets have UConn winning it all. 23%.
They're obviously the way. I mean, they're head and shoulders above every other team. That's why the 23% doesn't seem crazy to me for UConn.
No, I think it's fine. I think UConn is on the metrics the best team in the country. I just think that. But like, I think
Auburn is the team. You know, like the upset guys are looking for. Like they're putting a lot of on their reputation on Auburn. To me, I can't do it.
Yep.
I just
upset spot for UConn.
I think you can pick it, but Auburn's lost games and UConn just wins games. They don't really have a weakness.
I mean, you could also see Auburn losing to San Diego State because San Diego State obviously can make this run. We know they can. They just did it.
Auburn's metrics are super interesting too because like they just buried bad teams.
All right, well, let's go. We have plenty of games. UConn. Let's go to the.
We got
to
take Iowa State over BYU.
Our other Sweet 16.
You can't go to the Elite Eight.
Our other Sweet 16 in this conference. Well, we have a Big 12 matchup. It's BYU and Iowa State.
We already advanced Iowa State.
Okay.
We got to do it. Yeah, we're gone.
We did it already.
And now we got chalk here. Who's our Final Four team, UConn or Iowa State?
This is where I'll take Iowa State.
It's UConn should win the game. If you look at Torvik, you look at KenPom, you look at BPI, but Iowa State is not that far behind. They just aren't. They have a better defense than UConn. I think the Clones can do it. I think UConn's going to get bit this year. I think that just win against the University of Houston in the Big 12 championship game means a lot, and I'm taking Iowa State to do it.
I think
best defense in the country.
I just think that Houston win is going to prove to be fool's gold in March, but. They're advancing.
Iowa State in our Final Four.
We gotta have it.
It's hard to repeat, but
people said we were all chalk.
Hard for me to not pick UConn. All right, so let's go to a much worse bracket, in my opinion, the West. We'll start with UNC Wagner, advance the Heels, Mississippi State, and Michigan State. Most interesting first round matchup, maybe. I didn't even know if Michigan State would make the field. Yeah. Michigan State's record is 18-13. 2-6 versus
State
the top 25.
Michigan State has bad losses and great wins. And so it's kind of an interesting team. Yeah, they can lose to anyone, but they can also pretty much beat anyone. It's not a recipe for success in winning the tournament, but I do think it's a recipe for success for winning the first game.
Yeah, I think it's a very like veteran, a lot of experience on this team. Have been in these games in March, like obviously battle tests in the Big Ten, like up and down all season, but like they're the better side here.
Michigan State advances, taking the 9. Now I love this next game.
I like Mississippi State here. I just think they're a better team. But but Michigan State's advancing. We have
Mississippi State has some dogs.
St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. Another sort of spicy. Grand Canyon's a spicy team coached by
Grand
Bryce
Canyon's
Drew.
A good team.
St. Mary's also just they're good. They're just they're always sort of they seem to be like slated in a 5. You can get them in a 5 seed every single year. Basically, you can just print it. It's a bunch
13-1.
It's a bunch
of last 14.
It's a bunch of Australians who don't really give a shit about this tournament or don't really know why we Americans care about it. I think that's my vibe from St. Mary's and why they don't do that well in the NCAA tournament. Cause they're like, what are we doing here? Oi. All right.
13-1 for their last 14 since mid January. They are the 10th best team in the country. Their only loss to Gonzaga where they split this year. Give me St. Mary's to advance. I like them a lot.
You
play basketball in the WCC.
You like a 12-5 upset here, Capper?
I do like Grand Canyon's kind of got this. Like I saw something that like they're one of the streakiest teams in the tournament. So like they have a hot run. Like they've gone on more 10-0 runs than anyone in the country. And like, it's going to be tough against the St. Mary's team that plays pretty good defense, but like, I don't know. I think if they get hot, they can pull off the upset here.
They beat,
because St. Mary's isn't super explosive offensively.
Grand Canyon beat San Diego State earlier,
but they've
this
also
season,
played like,
which I just like the as a data point. Schedule. I like as a data. They beat San Diego State. They beat a few tournament like quad one whatever teams.
They beat a women's college that has a men's basketball team.
I'm not touching that. I'm gonna. So what do you? So which, what's your pick? What did you do?
St. Mary's. Come on, guys.
I'm on Grand Canyon.
I want Grand Canyon.
Okay, we got an upset here.
I'm outvoted. Oh, there goes my Sweet 16 pick. All right.
We got Bama and College Charleston. I like Bama.
You can't take Charleston here. Charleston could win a game because anyone could, but there's no reason to think they can do it.
This Bama team is like... This is,
yeah, but you can't just make it about Bama. You have to have a reason why College of Charleston could plausibly do it. And I'm not seeing it in the numbers. I'm not seeing it on tape. I'm not seeing it in the film.
CFC can do it because Bama goes cold from three, one game.
Oh no! But I'm,
yeah, but so you can many. Say that about anything.
No,
their
but they're
free
like,
throw rate. Their free throw rate is in the bottom. They're not in the top 300 in the country. That is a problem in March.
They don't have to get to the line
if they're losing. I think if they're losing and Bama's fouling and making shots, or I mean, if they are winning, it'll be tight. They'll have to make shots to win the game. They won't be able to close out because they're not. They are ranked 346 in free throws, 346 capper. You can't take Charleston.
I'm on the record as I don't like Bama.
Well, I've taken Bama. It doesn't matter. We're going to Clemson.
Bama, obviously,
very Bama. We're going also, to I think surprise, shocker. Nate Oates, potential fill at Michigan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the call.
That's not a shocker. We got Clemson and New Mexico. New Mexico's favored as the 11 seed by 2.5 points. I'm advancing
They're the better team. Look what happened to UVA tonight.
It would almost be an upset at this point if Clemson won. I think in brackets, I'm seeing... It's like 53% of people are on Clemson versus 46%. And that's just picking on Yahoo, which is wild for an 11-6. So it's so trendy, but I'm on New Mexico.
Yep, you have to.
Baylor and Colgate. Fuck, I will never pick a Colgate team ever again. This fucking school has burned me so many times. Especially against Baylor, I remember they played against Arkansas one year as like a 12.
They started out hot.
Oh, they were so trendy, but then you just saw the athlete
difference.
They just
got rocked,
and it was just like, holy fuck!
I mean, the Patriot League's a mini Ivy League. They're not little caliber, but they can't recruit to the same standards as the Ivy League because you don't have that top tier talent that is just like world class athlete, world class academic wants to go to Yale or Harvard. Pat League's just a little bit of a step behind. You got to go Baylor. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. I'm sorry, Colgate. I love you.
But... I got Baylor. Now we got Dayton and Nevada. I like the Flyers. Give me the Flyers here. Nevada's favored in this game, though. -1.5.
This one's tough. It's a coin flip. Capper, who do you got? I'm doing some research real quick.
I will go...
Actually, oh.
I will go Dayton here.
I just...
I don't need my research.
Actually, well, I actually...
It's interesting
switch.
Because...
I got Nevada.
I think I'm going to switch my pick, actually, because Nevada has Jared Lucas, and he was on that Oregon State team that made the Elite Eight. That guy's just fucking sick. He's so good.
Nevada's been playing better in the last 2 months. It's also a game in Salt Lake City, pretty close to Nevada.
We also just saw Colorado State ritual massacre Virginia.
Yeah,
all name team. Entrant.
We're taking the 10 here.
Yeah, Kobe take Elvis, the 10. Though. Keep an eye on Kobe Elvis.
I've got a soft spot for the beach, ever since I started sports gambling. That very first year, I took Long Beach State 101 to win the national championship. They never had a shot. Man, that was a stupid bet. Give me Arizona.
Okay. We're advancing Arizona. That's now we got...
I think that's like the third best storyline in March so far. The fired coach who makes the tournament. Like, what a bold move to fire the guy before the tournament.
Who'd they fire?
Really good.
The Long Beach State coach is gone.
That's probably because there's something behind the scenes.
Did he get fired?
And then
fired?
They reeled off five straight wins after they announced he was fired.
Is he still coaching though?
Yeah. Because he was like, well, I'll
Dan,
coach out
Dan
the season.
Munson.
I had no
Dan
idea.
Dan Munson.
So he knows as soon as they lose, he's fired.
He's done. He's at peace.
Playing for the next job.
There's nothing scarier than a man at peace.
Dude, this is the fucking craziest shit I've ever heard. This is not how things should work. Are you kidding me?
It's so good. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
There's nothing scarier than a man at peace.
But no, if you're going to fire him, you can't.
Should we change our pick? I didn't.
No, we can't.
I'll change my
pick. Change our pick?
They're
going to get absolutely destroyed.
Arizona's
like,
ass. I hate them. Whatever. They're actually.
All right, we got Arizona.
There's no expectations.
All right, North Carolina, Michigan
State.
Are we
on Long Beach State? It's Arizona.
No.
Okay.
No, we're not.
It's
but
too funny.
I'll remember him
from like
forever.
A narrative perspective. That's almost like movie like. It's just like you're getting fired, and then they just keep.
I'll be rooting for Long Beach State.
That's
for
so
damn sure.
Funny. No, I don't know. I think I'm like rooting for like him to lose so his family can put their kids in a new school. Let's go.
Hey, if they go far, maybe he can just go down the street to USC because it's probably tied for Andy Enfield.
Very true. Also, if there is something going on behind the scenes, like literally get him away from whatever.
Yeah, get away for the kids.
We got
right.
UNC and Michigan State. It's great on paper, but I think I hate Michigan State this year,
yeah,
bro.
They're
but
not,
they
they're
just,
not going to do it.
Yeah, this is time
this
for UNC.
This is the type of game they'd win, though, where they pull. Because, like you're saying, they play above their weight in certain situations, and they have like this perception. But it's just like,
but they also kind of suck.
Yeah,
it's too many weapons for UNC here, and then like
Baycott,
Armando Baycott.
It is just like. Like Michigan State all year long, like up, down, up, down, up, down. Oh, they're dead. Like they're not going to make a tournament. Oh, boom, like two straight wins in the Big Ten. Oh, well,
yeah.
Fuck, they're about to be a five seed. No, fuck that. Like we're terrible.
So we got Grand Canyon
and
Bama.
Grand Canyon.
Ugh. You know what? I'll throw out, I'm going to take a 12 upset here. Give me Grand
Do
Canyon.
It.
I got Bama because I like the Gales. Really hit you at the Gales here.
Bama's not good. I don't think Bama's good.
So are we really going to take Grand Canyon to go to Sweet 16?
Yeah, I like that.
And Bama choked last year, too.
They're going to lose in the first round to St. Mary's.
Yeah, they will for sure.
No, they're going to win by a lot.
All right,
but it doesn't matter.
It's a 5.5-point spread as a 12-5.
You make
your
bread and
butter. I'll be on St. Mary's.
In the Sweet
we're
16.
We're taking Grand Canyon.
New Mexico and Baylor.
New Mexico for sure.
Who you got, Capper?
This is the one I wanted. We shouldn't have taken it for Grand Canyon. We should be doing it now.
I like it though. Like this is now we're cooking a little bit. We're a little chalky.
I like Baylor. I like Baylor in this spot. I think they're super athletic and they have a good offense.
Can I get so Baylor since mid January is only 9-7, ranked 20th. So they have had good opponents. New Mexico 23. Only three spots behind Baylor. They also have athletes on New Mexico. I think they can keep up with Baylor. I think they're going to win the game.
I mean, I think New Mexico has a top five coach in the tournament this year. With Richard.
Baylor defense, only 63rd in the country.
Unreal coach.
Only 63rd in the country for Baylor's defense.
Well, we're advancing New Mexico.
We're advancing New Mexico.
We got Nevada and Arizona. Give me...
Arizona.
No, you can't. You have to take Arizona.
Okay.
We did a little bit of crazy shit already.
I do like the mountain. I respect the mountain.
All right. Now we have the North Carolina Grand Canyon matchup.
At this point, the Grand Canyon hype is going to be so huge. Can you imagine?
They can't go to the second weekend. Frankie Muniz, he's renting his cars.
There's been a week of Grand Canyon talk. People are just realizing it's a for-profit cult school after looking into it. This is going to be what it's...
It's going to be the narrative.
This is going to be a good one. North Carolina. UNC is going to win.
Yep. Okay, then we got Arizona, New Mexico.
Fuck it. I'll take New Mexico. Let's put New Mexico in the Elite Eight. Let's have some fun. I don't like Arizona.
I'll do it.
11 yeah, I'm fine
seed.
With that.
11 seed in the let's Elite do New Mexico. Eight. Are we having Who some cares? Fun? Are we having some fun?
I like New Mexico.
I'm having a blast.
Wait, so that does that mean we're taking UNC to the Final Four or we're taking New Mexico?
The thing is, like, I don't think UNC will make the Final Four.
I really don't. But we're stuck with New Mexico.
But, like, UNC is kind of mid, but we also just saw how bad Virginia was, and I think they might have beaten UNC. We're all at a pause here.
I'm trying to come up with a case where I can plausibly justify New Mexico here.
We've reached the point in the bracket where we picked ourselves into a corner, boys.
They haven't beaten much.
But it's like, I don't want to advance Arizona to the Final Four either, or Baylor.
I think here's where we take UNC.
Capper.
I can't make the numbers work.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got a two in the top. We're okay with the one here.
Yeah, we got Iowa State, UNC.
I just hate it because all the teams are so average this year that going chalk this year feels particularly like, eh.
That's what I was talking about. I feel like everybody is picking the same like seven teams to make the Final Four.
Okay, now we're
not even going to be close.
We're going to the South where Houston is the one seed and they're advancing against Longwood, which no one will have jokes about. No one's going to be making jokes about Longwood or Morehead State. Trust me. Then we got...
that was post of the day so far, though.
What?
The cock euphemisms. Fairly Dickinson... beats Purdue. St. Peter's beats Purdue. Fairleigh Dickinson beats whoever they beat last year. Can it be the Longwood this year?
No.
It can't. It can't.
Nebraska and A&M, a matchup of two schools that fucking hate Texas.
Kisei, Tominika, and a grilled ear of sweet corn. Two of the best things in life. Give me Nebraska.
Caffer.
Give me Buzz Williams.
They've been playing really good. That's such an unfun pick.
They've been playing really good basketball down the stretch.
No, they haven't.
They have. Okay. They have been playing.
Can you back that up with some numbers?
Yeah, they're 4-1 in their last five to make the tournament. They lost. They lost a heartbreaker to Florida.
Nebraska is 13th since mid-January in Bart Turvick, and Texas A&M is 36.
I can't believe who
the fuck is Bart Turvick? What are you talking?
I'm a Bart Turvick guy.
Joe, don't embarrass yourself publicly.
Bart Turvick.
You don't need to do that. That's a choice you're about to make.
Bart Turvick is. Homeless
Would you prefer Ken Pom? Because Nebraska's ahead of A&M too, and Ken Pom.
Yeah,
Bart Torvik is homeless man's Ken Pom.
Just say Ken Pom. Yeah, I know everyone knows what Ken Pom
Nebraska's
is.
Nebraska's 28 for the season.
You don't need to
long,
give me this voodoo shit.
Well, it's easier to filter the data on Bart Torvik if you want to go mid-January. But season long, A&M 44, Nebraska 28. Ken Pom.
Yeah, but that's season.
One's a better team.
I think Aggie.
Well, that's why I did on Torvik, and y'all jumped
also
in.
Fade the Big Ten.
I think Aggie is the better, probably better, but I also think they're going to be looking ahead too hard to want to play Houston, and that's why I like Nebraska.
Tominga.
Yeah,
they did choke last year before they played Texas.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's going to be the exact same thing where they're just going to be eyeing that matchup with Houston, and it's the most Aggie thing ever.
Guys, the next one's fun.
Nebraska.
The next one is fun.
Wisconsin and James Madison, the Dukes, a very popular upset pick. This is
31-3 for James Madison.
33% of pickers have James Madison advancing. It's a plus 5.5 spread. They're pretty good.
They're good.
They beat Michigan State, but so do 12 other people. It seemed a lot cooler
any earlier team in with the season. Pulse.
I got James Madison. I think that they've shown then at that school that they can win games in football and basketball. I don't know. I trust them. I think Wisconsin, like, they looked really good in the Big Ten tournament. There's no doubt. But I like, if you're going to take a 12-5, this is my spot.
I'll be honest.
We're back in the culture of winning.
They're 31-3. That has to mean something. They win their games.
I've been picking against Wisconsin basketball in these situations like for literally decades, and it seems like I always lose. They always beat.
They're really good in the first round.
Yeah, they always like make it to the Elite Eight, and it's always because you look at their team, and it's just like, these guys look like fucking YMCA schlubs. They shouldn't be good at basketball, but like, fuck, they're good, dude. They're like a good basketball team. And they sort of rise to the team they're playing. Like, I was so impressed with how they played against Purdue, who we can say, well, I'm sure we'll have plenty to say about Purdue, but I'm going to pick Wisconsin to advance here.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Storr is a difference maker who's not, he's the explosiveness you don't always see in Wisconsin basketball team. They probably are better than James Madison. I just think winning matters, and I'll celebrate it. But if we're going to go Wisconsin, I'm not going to beat myself up over it.
You're deciding, Capper. Capper. You?
Yeah, Wisconsin's going to smoke them. That's it.
Okay,
fair enough.
So we have Duke versus Colgate 2.
Duke
in the next game.
Colgate 2, also known as Vermont.
Just another team that cannot win but is always in the tournament.
Catamounts are fun. 15-1 in the conference. Does that mean something to you?
No, it doesn't. Who do they play? Maine, New Hampshire. We're going Duke, right?
So, yeah, this is an easy spot for the Blue Devils, so they'll win. When times get hard, come see me.
fair enough.
I will say 12.5 point spread seems fairly definitive to me. I'll take Duke.
All right. Texas Tech, NC State. The world is on NC State after what they did in the ACC tournament, which is exactly why we're taking Texas Tech. We're taking
Tech,
Fave, right?
Tech is legit.
Tech's legit.
Yeah,
that's a good basketball.
I'm on Tech as well here. I think they might smoke them. Kentucky and Oakland. Kentucky scores a lot.
This one's fun. That's another. They have the 110th ranked defense. They score a lot because they have to.
I do want to mention NC State coach gets a 2-year extension and $400,000 for winning the ACC tournament when they were horseshit all year long. They reeled off 5 straight games. Two extra years on his contract. Great.
Got to be Duke.
Can't be college basketball.
All right, Oakland is sneaky ass. They might be the worst team in the field other than Long Beach State and Longwood. We'll advance Kentucky here. We don't have to be too cute, right?
Longwood? Kentucky's bad, though. Okay.
They are bad. We'll remember that in the round of 32. Okay, so
Boise
this one's
State
fun to
or
pick.
Colorado against Florida.
I think it's going to be Colorado, and I think Florida's going to win.
Colorado's dead to me. I had a 17 parlay that they fucked up earlier in the season.
Fuck,
I'll never
fuck our intern. Fuck the Buffs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. our 2-week intern that ghosted us was a Colorado guy. He got hired.
Sco Buffs.
They hired Dion, and he was like, later. Sco Buffs. Now we got Florida, Western, right? Kentucky and Marquette. Yep. Man, Marquette. I could totally see the Hilltoppers winning this one, though. Dude,
they suck.
I saw a graphic of the music that coaches listen to. So Florida's coach listens to Sublime, and Western Kentucky's coach listens to Jimmy Buffett. That's a vibe, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's way cooler.
This basketball coach listened to Jimmy Buffett.
But also arguably Shaka, ready for the offseason.
And Shaka said Tupac. Which All right. Bomani Jones immediately called out because I don't know. He's from northern Wisconsin.
Conspiracy theory there?
He's from northern Wisconsin. All right.
We got Houston, Nebraska.
Houston, I got. That's not.
Yeah, we're taking Houston.
Duke, Wisconsin, fun game. I got Wisconsin.
Well, so it's a rematch of the 2015 title game.
Good game.
Duke won.
I remember where I was.
I know that you guys hate Duke, so there's no way they're gonna advance. But I will say, since mid-January, to filter the data, they are the ninth best team in the country. They are 11-5, granted in a weak ACC, but Wisconsin has not been as good. I know they looked good with AJ Storr in the conference championship game. I implore you to take Duke. I know you're not gonna do it.
Gaffer, it's on you.
Duke's going to get socked in the face one time in the first 2 minutes of the game, and then they'll just cave.
Like, it's so obvious, too. He's
going to be jacking up. He's going to be like, I'm out of the paint, dude. I'm just going to start jacking up trays, and they'll lose by 12.
They're so soft. All right, I've moved up. Everyone's going to be so shocked that Duke got beat by a team because they were soft. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Wow, this hasn't happened fucking 20 times.
They're tougher than Wisconsin. Like, no shot.
Okay, we got Tech in Kentucky. I think Tech upsets.
Gotta go Tech.
Tech.
Unanimous. I like that.
Yeah, unanimous Tech.
That was quick, too. Florida Marquette?
Florida.
No.
You got Marquette?
Florida's done.
Wait.
I don't know his name.
Think about it.
I saw the dude's bone go through his ankle in the SEC championship game. They're done.
Is there a big injury?
Yeah, he's cooked. Their center. He played like half the game. I don't like it because Florida gets to... Like, Florida gets to know their opponent. So, like, I feel like they do have an easy round in the first round. But, like, they're not good.
Yeah.
I know they can score, but, like, I'm not on it.
You're not on it?
In fact, I'm off it.
I'll advance Marquette.
Shaka has some magic in a mid-major.
Dude, as soon as he got out of Texas, Texas was the worst possible fit. Just, like, he needs to be, like... He needs to be at a basketball school. Like, it's, yeah. I like...
That's all they care about. That's it. They have Shaka.
I like... They like Shaka and some form of God. So let's go... we got Houston, Wisconsin.
Houston.
Tech, Marquette.
Marquette. I'll give you Houston. Just let me get Marquette there. Man, Marquette's not going to make the Elite Eight, though.
I'll advance Marquette, and I got Houston in the Final Four.
Marquette's probably out in the first round.
Yeah. So Houston's advance. All right. So now let's do a rapid fire for this last bracket. Purdue, Montana State. We're advancing Purdue. Utah State, TCU. Who do you guys got? I got TCU.
TCU.
TCU advances.
TCU, yep.
Gonzaga and McNeese. I got the Zags.
I got McNeese.
This is the team that played the School of Women with a men's basketball team.
McNeese?
McNeese did, yes. Okay. Now it's coming back to me. It was not Grand Canyon. False accusations.
So we have to take them.
Sure this is true about McNeese either?
Now I'm looking this one up. That just hit me.
Okay, I'm advancing Gonzaga.
Keep it moving, but yeah, advance Gonzaga.
Okay, we got Samford and Kansas.
Kansas just had another key injury. So I think we got to take Kansas.
I'm taking
just bury them.
No matter what.
I think bury Kansas early because they're not going to make it far.
We'll bury them next round.
South Carolina, Oregon. I like Oregon in the tournament.
I like Oregon. They're hot.
Yeah. I think that's an easy advance. Creighton and Akron.
Creighton.
Creighton's good.
Mississippi University for women. They beat them 92-23. How do you get that game on the schedule?
Colorado State, Texas.
Colorado State.
Man, they look good.
I got them.
There's always one team that does it from the play-in.
I'm torn because I think Texas can reel off three wins. but they could also lose.
I'm on the Horns. I think they sort of pummel like lesser athletic teams.
Ohio State just killed UVA.
It's a tough travel schedule for the Rams too. So you know what? Call me a homer. Horns. To the round of 32.
Tennessee against St. Peter's. We got Tennessee.
Tennessee.
We want the showdown.
Now we got Purdue TCU. Ooh.
Purdue.
It seems like one TCU could give them some trouble with, but Purdue.
TCU's bad. They have the big man, but like Purdue has Edie, so.
Kansas Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, this is the spot.
Oregon and Creighton. This is a fun one. This is a good game. I think
Creighton
I got Creighton.
Creighton's playing very well. They can beat anyone in the country. I like them a lot. I think that they could advance pretty far.
Yeah.
Give me Creighton.
I like Creighton too. I kind of like them in the Final Four. We got Texas and Tennessee.
Too trendy.
Fun game. I got Texas.
Tennessee.
Go Texas.
Tennessee.
100%.
Let's go.
1,000%.
Oh my God, you guys are the worst.
If Texas makes it to this game, they will win this game by 10 points.
If they lose in the first round. Is there any chance Rick Barnes doesn't lose a game like that? Rick Barnes is so trash in the tournament. He doesn't make the second week of the tournament.
He will turtle. He will be dead.
They never make the second weekend tournament. Look what it's just like. It's the same shit every year. They never make the second weekend.
And they lost in the first round of the SEC tourney to a bad team.
Now we got Purdue and Gonzaga.
Give me the Zags. The year that nobody expects the Zags to do anything, this will be the year.
Ooh, I kind of like it. Gonzaga.
And Purdue always chokes.
Don't know a single player, but
Gonzaga has an excellent offense, and they're also so well coached that you have to believe that they're going to come into the Purdue game with a good plan. I don't know. I like the way
Creighton, Texas.
I'm taking Gonzaga. We have Creighton in Texas.
Do it. Do it. You're shaking. Don't shake.
I'm advancing Creighton.
Stay strong.
Creighton.
Gonzaga.
No.
I'm advancing Creighton there. Gonzaga and Creighton for a Final Four spot. I like
Creighton. Creighton.
Here you got.
Yeah,
Gaffer.
At this point, it has to be Creighton. I mean, what the fuck?
Zags to the Final Four would be so fun, though.
This is sick.
Okay. We got two ones, a two, and a three. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. Final Four. We got Houston and Creighton. Houston. Creighton. You got Creighton. I got Houston.
I got Houston.
We got Iowa State, North Carolina.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
I got UNC.
Big 12 rematch.
UNC.
The Baycott game. This could be the Baycott game, 35-14.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
They don't rebound well. Iowa State doesn't rebound.
Iowa State.
I got North Carolina.
We got a rematch. Sorry, you're outvoted.
You have
rematch.
Iowa State. All right. Iowa State, Houston.
Houston does it this time.
Wild.
Houston does it this time.
UNC has nothing to play for. They smoked Duke twice already.
Yeah. Okay. Iowa State, Houston. Rematch.
Best conference has a rematch in the national championship
game.
It's happened
with Kansas. It's earned, and not given. Already. I like.
So yep. Then you go UH.
Yeah, you gotta go Houston the rematch.
UH, right?
I like this bracket.
This is sick. This disgusts me.
Final score, let's call it 72 to
69.
69. Nice.
I like it. I like it.
But I don't like it.
I love it.
But I do respect the process.
You should never look at a bracket after you finish it and be like, masterpiece. Like, if you do, you're literally fucking dumb.
But you gotta have the moments where you go a little too deep, and then we gotta pull back. This isn't the right trail.
Look, this is, we did that. Did you see when we did that with like every single region? We were like, oh shit,
come on.
This is a
come
bad.
On, give. Yep.
Dude, we did our best.
Give my Horns one more chance.
We got some real fuckery going on in the Midwest.
Let them go deep.
We got Cougs.